The following commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio at bnnmedia.org.
I'm here, Boston. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. The name of the show, From the Trenches, baby. Observation from the Trenches. Observation from the Trenches. You listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM here in Boston. Well, it's nice and warm out there. Nice and warm. Not a bad day at all. Hope you enjoyed yourself today. Hope you're nice and safe at home. You know, having a hot cup of tea or hot chocolate, you know, with your feet up. A lot going on. A lot going on out in the world today. Yes, indeed. A lot going on. Today we're going to talk about politics. Politics. Because it's going to get real busy. Now they've got two people. President Biden and former President Donald Trump. Oh, excuse me. Those are the two heavyweights. The two heavyweights. So it's going to be interesting how things play themselves out. But I'm going to show you what my thoughts, you know, how I see things. Excuse me. You may or may not agree. But again, you might agree with some things, not all things, but it's okay. I understand that today in D.C., the Congress passed a law to prohibit TikTok. It's the first time that all sides agreed. In less than a week. And they said the cover is for national security. That's the biggest con job we hear as Americans, always thinking for our national security. I got to protect the American people for that, for their own good. And a lot of young folks are up and on. I understand why I was watching it. They showed a graph where over 150 million Americans on TikTok. Quite a few. Earning a nice living on TikTok. But also, as many folks are saying, this year came about after October 7th when you actually got to see live, uploads from folks over there in Palestine to speak for themselves. Got to actually see the carnage that our weapons was doing. You got to see, all right, what was going on. And as some folks have said, what they really are saying, they want to be able to issue their own propaganda for us to be absorbed in. TikTok allows you to communicate with people in live. They trying to say it's propaganda. I don't believe that. And since October 7th, we're seeing that there's been a definite assault on freedom of speech, freedom of expression. But they did pass TikTok in Congress. Everybody's on board, on both sides. And I do believe that young folks are going to make people pay for that. It goes to the Senate. We'll see how that goes. I assume they're going to pass that. And obviously, from my point of view, the Jewish Defense Fund, ADL, is heavily involved in censoring TikTok. They want to ban TikTok because it allows everyday people to see the carnage that's going on over there in Palestine, but also to see the truth. What's been going on for the last 60 years in apartheid. And so the Jewish community doesn't like that. You know, Israel does not like that. AIPAC does not like that. So you can rest assured, you know, that community is really behind TikTok being banned. But we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Also, if the Senate does pass it, President Biden is going to sign it. I believe he's going to be, I believe he's doomed already, personally. It's going to be a further nail in his coffin if he signed that into law. But again, having discovered Open Secrets, which is a nonprofit that really covers all the money that lobby spends on our politician up there, everybody up there in D.C. is owned by AIPAC. Everybody up there is owned by the Jewish lobby. It's a known fact. All of them. That's why they never, ever go against anything that is proposed for Israel. They have loyalty to a foreign country. And until the young folks, you baby, not baby boom, but Gen X, Gen Z, millennials, when y'all take over, come to the fore, you should really think about outlawing, you know, those kind of organization where they have loyalty to a foreign country. I really would advise you. Because as we get ready to get out of your way, there's some things that need to be cleaned up. And after October 7th, we now see some things that are wrong. Also, they found all these billions of dollars for Ukraine. But here's a thought, as I thought about that, you know, Ukraine over in Europe. You got about 30 or 40 countries that make up NATO. The big ones are, Britain, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, etc., and a host of other countries, right? You mean you tell me them 30 or 40 countries cannot supply or aid Ukraine against one country, Russia? Come on now. It's on their continent, Europe. You mean to tell me that all those 30 or 40 countries could not band together, right, spend their own money, supply their own weapons to Ukraine to defend itself? Why does America have to be out front in that endeavor? Because for some ungodly reason, we feel that we must be the policemen of the world. And so they feel they can't make a move unless Big Brother is out there, you know, front and center, you know, leading the parade. But if I was president, and what we should be saying as voters, it's our money. No. There's a European issue. It's over there in Europe. All of you all got nukes. So even when Putin talking about, well, he might use nuke. Well, come on with it then. There's one of you, there's 40 of us, and we all got nukes. So I call his bluff on that. I really would. It's one of you, it's 40 or 30 of us in NATO, and we all are heavily nuked. But because we got no leadership, you know, people always put out there to fear tactics. Let me say something also, people, about our country. We got the most lethal killing machine in the world. There's no country, right, that I fear, including Russia or China or North Korea. None of them. On their best day. So again, we're not protecting America over here in this hemisphere. I did some research. We are in 80 countries. I think it was either 780 or 750 bases around the world. That's right. We're paying for about 750 to 780 bases around the world. Who are we protecting? And nobody's threatening us. Now, even you take 9/11, right? That was a sneak attack. There's no country out there on the periphery that could ever challenge America in anything called a up-and-up contest. None of them. And all you hear is this fear. There's always somebody coming to get us. There's always somebody out there lurking to get us. People, there's no country under the sun today that can challenge America in a fight. None of them. But they always use that, you know, that fear tactic, propaganda. We spending billions of dollars, right, in these 80 countries. Because you understand that you got to pay those folks to keep those bases there. So they're getting a fee for us to be there. All under the banner of what? Democracy, freedom. It's the biggest con game going. And the truth be told, since October 7th, you've been paying attention. We don't know what our country's doing. If we be honest, we don't have no clue what they're doing. All we know is what they tell us. That guy, I think his name is Kirby, who come on C-SPAN or, you know, on the news. We was supposed to, you know, give me a report. We have no idea what America's doing. But they always make it seem, right? It's always protecting what? Democracy and freedom. We done killed more people under the name of democracy and freedom to anybody. And that's one con game. We need to say enough already. All under the name of democracy. Democracy. So we got to pay these countries, right, all this money for democracy, right, to put bases there. You tell me now. And so I'm just talking about politics today, you know, but I would not be over there sending no money to Ukraine, excuse me, because we got 30 or 40 allies over there in NATO. Let them take care of it. Let them take care of it. And so south of the border, you got nothing but just open borders. I mean, when you tell me that you got in here between 7 to 10 million people last year or two, right? That's a freaking invasion. That's an invasion. And you can try to, you know, sell this con that they seeking asylum. You know, they coming from countries that's full of gangs, you know, and drugs. Well, if all the men are leaving there, who's going to eradicate that if you're running out? And my community, ADOS, American Center of Slavery, during the worst time in America, our elders didn't run. They didn't run. Yes, many was what? Murdered. Many was beat down, lynched for standing up, but they didn't run. So when you look at that border, right, you got all these men and their youth running. Well, you're not going to have your country cleaned up if everybody's leaving. And for those who are talking about women and children, okay, I get that. I'm compassionate. Let's help them there. So you want to put together a caravan going to South America, you know, wherever, I would gladly contribute. But don't bring them here. And so just on the border alone, when President Biden rescinded all of Trump's policy, he had nothing in place. And now President Biden won't even call him illegal. He said, I won't refer to them as that. So you're undermining your own laws. You're undermining what it is to be a citizen. Nowhere I've been blessed to travel. If you storm them borders, they're going to kill you. Right now, you got all hell breaking loose over in Haiti. Dominican Republic, they're not letting them in there. They ain't coming in there. They are not letting the Haitians up in there. No. But here in America, by the way, this has been going on since 1965. For more information, if you read the 1965 Act of Immigration, this all started from that law. And so you got folks here from all over the world in the last, you know, 10, 15 years. You got folks from China. Now, think about this here, neighbor. You had to have some money, get on a plane from China to come to Mexico. You're not impoverished. You're not destituted. For whatever reason, you know, come on now. You coming from Uganda, from Ghana, you know, all parts of Europe. You got to have money to take a plane from there to Mexico. You're not impoverished. Come on now. And so what they do, they sell this here, you know, humanity, you got to do it for humanitarian reason. Well, that's why right now here in Boston, New York, Chicago, even I believe in Denver, folks who foolishly embrace that sanctuary city, all crying big time. We can't absorb all these people. And I believe it's going to cost those mayors their job. The mayor of New York said this year, he would give you a one-way ticket anywhere, just leave New York. Think about that. He said he'd give you a ticket one way anywhere, just leave New York. Now, all of a sudden, now he want to use ICE, you know, to deport people. That should be going on back 30, 40 years ago. And so whatever foolish idea who brought it into the law, you've been in it, you've been just overrun now. So none of these things is going to bode well for the current administration at all. And here in Roxbury, where they put the illegals, you know, down here at Cass Boulevard, you know, my Lena Cass Boulevard, despite the black folks complaining, you know, they still put them there. But they're saying to you, right, you don't count, you don't matter. But you can find money, housing, right, provision, social, medical, education, everything under the banner of you got to be human. You know, where's the humanity at? You shouldn't have brought him here. That's all. You shouldn't have brought him here. If you wanted to help him, let's get a caravan heading south with food, medicine, whatever. But it's not up to us, right, to clean up the gangs down there. It's not up to us to do that. But if all the men are leaving, and from what I'm seeing, I see a lot of men out there running. Well, if the men are leaving, who's going to combat the so-called bad guys? Nobody. So I think President Biden, for the most part, he done failed on this here. And if you think for one moment, whether Trump win or Biden win, that you're going to deport 15 or 20 or 30 million illegals, you out your mind. Even if President Trump win, and the show looks that way, he might send a few back. But can you imagine trying to deport a million people? 8 million, 10 million, 15 million people? No, they're here. These folks are here to stay. That's why I will continue to say, tell my group, ADOS, American Center of Slavery, you best get skilled, baby. You best be highly skilled to get off that bottom. You best be skilled to get off that bottom. Because these folks here, right, are coming here as workers. Entry level, you know. Cheap labor. And the white community lack it because why? These folks have no grievance. They don't have no history of enslavement or Jim Crow or sharecropping. 100 years of legend. So they don't have that legacy, you know, that history here. So what do they get? They're grateful for. So I'm not begrudging them. It's the folks that we left, that we got in charge. It's not looking out for us. And all those so-called Congressional Black Caucus, they should be put on the first boat, the first bus leaving D.C. They ain't doing nothing for us. Be it City Hall, State House, and D.C., they're not fighting on like our behalf. So you might as well make room here in Roxbury for these people. Roxbury, Mattapan, Dorchester, you better make room. They're supposed to be here. They're supposed to be here to stay. They ain't going nowhere. Same in New York and D.C., they're here. Here's what it is. Here's what it is. So again, as you get ready to cast your vote in November, no matter who you vote for, it's over, baby, they're here. And speaking of Palestine, if you look at the map in 1947, when Britain, you can never forget Britain now. Britain is the main culprit here, along with the Jewish community and with the U.N., they knew that these folks were already there. They already knew this land was already occupied by Arab Palestinians. They already knew that. They already knew that. But, you know, might makes right. They had the weapons to force this down those folks' throat. And if you look at the map of Palestine now, what they call Israel now, it's over. Just like the white folks here are not going to give back America, the Jews are not giving back Palestine. It's over. But they won't tell the people that because most of the people, one thing I've come to realize this whole thing since October 7th, for those whites who are non-Jewish, nobody needs to read more than you. Again, nobody needs to read more than whites who are non-Jewish. Because if you read and seen, right, forget the 1,000 years ago, seen what happened in 1947, ain't no way you're going to somebody come in and take your home, take your land under the pretext of we're God's chosen people, and you're not going to be fighting as long as you got breath. It's a dumb move. It's a dumb move on the part of Britain to bring them there. It's a dumb move on the part of the UN to sanction Palestine, to divide it. with folks already on the land. You're going to divide land to folks already there in hundreds of thousands. It's a bad move for the Jews to come in, right? Knowing these folks are here. So for the last 75 years, rightfully so, they've been fighting for their land back. You ain't winning that. Just like the white folks ain't leaving America, right? The Jews ain't leaving Palestine. It's over. It's over. And the best thing we can do is tell them, hey, we out of here. We made a mistake. We out of here. Do the same thing we did with Iraq. Remember that thing? Weapons of mass destruction? Oh, we made a mistake. Well, our intelligence. So you just place a whole region, millions of folks murdered, displaced, because your intelligence, right, show weapons of mass destruction, when in fact, there was nothing there. And the American press is just as guilty, right, of co-signing that invasion as anybody else. And so they get the same thing in Palestine, where they said, when it happened October 7th, the Jews said, they're cutting off their head, cutting off babies' head, raping Jewish women. Well, that was a bold-faced lie. Even President Biden got him and said, they're beheading babies. Why? He's being fed a narrative by the Jewish community over there. All propaganda. All propaganda. Why? To always make it seem like we the victim. We just protecting ourselves. For the first time in American history, through TikTok and all the folks reading, the real truth about Palestine is getting out. That's why young folks, right, ain't having it. Baby boomers, stick a fork in us. Stick a fork in us. If we don't come on the 6 or 11 o'clock news, hey, we ain't read nothing. We ain't read nothing. We get all our news from that television with these anchors reading from a teleprompter. It's already been pre-script and already been measured what they're going to say. So, baby boomers, nice people, stick a fork in us. That's why as our time comes to an end and the next generation come up, you know, Gen X, Gen Zs, and millennium, right? If anything I can leave you with this year, I would believe very little what I see on television. I really would. That's why I say on the show here, read for yourself, baby. You got to read for yourself. Because why? The corporate white-owned media primary function is to influence on what you think and what you believe. It's a primary function. It's to influence you on what you think and what you believe. And if they're selling it, it's a good chance they're lying to us. And one thing TikTok has shown, these young folks see, they're lying to us. They've been lied to about this whole Palestinian situation the last 50, 60 years. And I think it's going to cost Biden. I think he's going to lose anyway because forget the age, Pete. Forget the age. Just on policies. I mean, folks feel that they was better off under President Trump than under President Biden. So he's in trouble. He's in big trouble. But we shall see. It don't look good for him. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Name of the show, From the Trenches, baby. Off the pavement, off the pavement, trenches, off the pavement, trenches. Listen to WBCA 102.9 FM, WBCA 102.9 FM. And I'm talking about politics. They're just talking about politics today, sharing my thoughts on what's going on in the world here. And also, you know, as I look out here, you know, people need to understand this simple fact. America's a great country. I'll be the first one to admit that. And when you possess, you know, sufficient wealth, it's a great place to be. I believe that most folks are going to need to upgrade their skills. You're going to need to try to go back, upgrade your skills to acquire essential high-income skills, because I don't see prices going nowhere now. I don't see, you know, once prices go up, they rarely go back down. And so I just think that, you know, you're gonna need to think about upgrading your skill. And you must start to prepare your kids of how what it's gonna take to be out here. You're gonna need to be highly skilled out here. You're going to need to be highly skilled to be comfortable in America out here. And those who have essential high income skills, you know, going to do better. They can fare better when things do spike up, you know, because they're just earning more. And so they're going to be able to weather things. But if you just, you know, got a job making 20, 20, 25 bucks an hour, you know, you're going to need two of those. It is what it is. So I think that we need to get used to the fact that we're all this cheap labor around here. You know, hey, why I'm going to pay you 35, 40 bucks an hour when he'll take it for 15 or 20 or $18 an hour and be happy with it. You know, keep in mind now, our country is still founded in what? Capitalism. Free market system. So you might as well look at CSC for what it is. You've got to be skilled out here. There's no getting around that piece. And a lot of these so-called urban schools, as far as I'm concerned, you might as well shut them down. Shut them down. You know, the least thing the school should be able to do, right, is to make sure that those who come out of those schools will be gainfully employed. If nothing else, make sure they can be gainfully employed if they don't do nothing else. And unfortunately, most schools are not doing that in these cities. Ain't doing that. And add to the fact that a lot of homes are under stress and strain, a lot of community that these young folks living in, right, also are presenting with bad habits. It don't look good for a lot of these young people, depending on where they live at. A lot of things going on in their home. The school really is, you know, malfunctioning. So I think that we need a complete reset. And the reset should be based on, if nothing else, you're going to make sure that you're gainfully employed. When you leave this school, you're going to be gainfully employed doing something that's going to allow you to take care of yourself. I'm not talking about being at Mickey D's or McDonald's or whatever. That's all illegals now. You go through these places, right? Folks can barely speak English. They got the app on their phone where they can interpret. So if you can't speak Spanish, no problem. Speak into the phone, and they know what you're ordering. It's here. Here to stay, baby. Here to stay. But for any of those American-born blacks and other American citizens, I think it's time to come to realization, right? If you're not highly skilled in America, you're not going to fare well. And the reason why all these folks here but coming through that border, because white folks want them. White folks want them here. They want them here. That's why, on both sides, they want them here. So again, you know, Democrat or Republican, they want them in the country. That's why they're here. So you got to look out for yourself, make sure you're highly skilled, and get off that bottom. As long as I said, get off that bottom. Only way you're going to get off that bottom is through skills. Essential skills will elevate you. You ain't got to be down there. Because you're here to stay, baby. You're here to stay. From what I'm saying, if you think they're going to send back all these people, if you can get that nonsense, it's over. It's over. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM. Today I'm just talking about politics. Speaking my mind. Things I'm seeing out here. Name of the program, From the Trenches, baby. Observation from the Trenches. Observation from the Trenches. From the Trenches. So, here's what it is. And another thing that I think we need to really think about, you know, they say a lot of the, young people, Gen X, Gen Zs, cannot afford a home. They're staying with their parents, you know. I also read a stat which said about 60% of the degrees that you have, you didn't need a degree for those jobs. Could have been done with a high school diploma. You got folks now saddled with this massive debt for a degree that they need, or a degree that's paying virtually no money at all. You know, so something to think about. I'm going to take a break, you know. I'm going to leave with my main man, Gil Scott-Heron. You know, he's the author who put out a song in the 70s, doing my prime, called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. The song that called that name. Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Here he's having an interview, you know. We speak about our plight. I find it very appropriate to play it because it's relevant today. So listen to the words that Brother Gill is laying down. I think it's the interview like 1989, 1990, somewhere around there. He's like deceased now, but listen to him and I'll be back.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page, or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who've carried the process through the process, that everyone else has sort of like skipped stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
I'm back, Boston. Again, you listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM. Name of the program, From the Trenches, Baby. Observation Trenches, Observation Trenches. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. I come your way every Wednesday, share my thoughts about what I see out here. As you know, we are a licensed mental health clinic working with families in their homes, providing mental health, social services. I get to see firsthand how our families are faring in their natural habitat. And that's why I say, everybody that we work with, they're working now. These families, you know, these folks are working. So that's why I come to realize the importance of having the essential high-income skills is the only solution here. And for those who are on these so-called programs, you know, Section 8, food stamp, you don't got about as much you're going to get out of government. You don't got about as much you're going to get out of government. It is what it is. All those programs are designed to do is to keep you impoverished, to keep you stuck where you are. And so if you don't realize that if you don't get out here and upgrade your skills, because I see you, and I see you working now. You're working. And the truth be told, if they pull those subsidies, most of y'all will be homeless. So why? You couldn't afford the rent. If they pull those subsidies, most of you will be homeless, kids and all. And so I would strongly encourage you to really consider what's your interest, what's your passion, and I would take the time and really start to go back and acquire those essential high-income skills whereby I can live better tomorrow than I am living today. Because these government programs, You don't got about all you're going to get out of them. And for his program, for working with poor people, whatever, it's about all you're going to get. And so, from what I'm seeing, all nothing you got, while you, being able to maintain off these programs, you need to go back and upgrade your skills. Right now, there are millions and millions of illegals around here. They don't need you. You are not needed. So if you don't have essential skills that are in demand, now don't get me wrong, all work is needed now. All work is valued. But some work is valued, but some work is more valued than others. That's my point. And so if you're on a program, Section 8, child care, food stamp, whatever, you have to go back and upgrade your skill, whereby you can be able to live life on your terms. That's the key, to live life on your terms. Live what you want to live. Send your kids to school of your choice. Have them engaged in the extracurriculum that you want them to be engaged in. That requires a certain level of wealth, a certain level of income. You're not going to do that right making 20, 20, 25 bucks an hour now. Not in these cities. Ain't happening. So your only recourse you had, the same one I had, I had to go back to upgrade my skills. I worked two jobs while I did it. Yes, I did. But I kept focused on where I was going and not where I was. It was my tomorrow that I wanted to make better than my today. As I tell young folks and parents too that I work with, you got to play what I call the long range game. You must develop what I call delay gratification. Delay gratification. What do you mean, Larry? My payoff gonna come once I acquire those skills. So in the short run, right, I'm just surviving. I'm getting by. You know what I mean? But the money's gonna flow once I acquire those skills, get out into the marketplace, perfect my skills, my craft, build my reputation. The money's gonna flow. It's gonna flow. So that's why I said you got to play what's called the long range game. You got to embrace a concept. I think a lot of Ados people, Black Americans, lost. We have lost that delayed gratification spirit. Because why? You come out of home where there's no wealth and no inheritance. So you start, like I started out, square zero. All you had was your potential, your labor potential. So if you don't harness that, develop that, cultivate that, yeah, you're working, but you ain't making nothing. That's the problem. That is the problem. So on this Wednesday, I'm just talking about politics. Politics. A lot going on out here. It's going to be interesting, as time move on. But I can tell you right now, you can always see they are arming the troops to make sure that they let Black folks know, you got to come save the day, baby. You got to come save the day. Because if you don't, democracy is in peril. If you don't come, right, there goes our way of life. Because here come the big bad wolf, Mr. Trump. Don't believe the hype, baby. Don't believe the hype. What are you trying to say, Larry? If your livelihood depends on who's in office, be it the city, state, or federal government, you got a problem. Because no matter who wins, whether Trump or Biden, tomorrow they're going to need what, electrician, IT people, teachers, clinicians. They still going to need you. You're going to still have a place to go if you got skill set. So do not buy the hype that depending on who wins, your life is going to go up or down. That's a lie. It's all propaganda. You might not like their policies, but it should not affect your quality of life. If your quality of life is dependent on some program or somebody being in office, you need to reassess where you are. I know I would. I don't want my livelihood depending on who's in office. But you can rest assured, people, they're going to come for you now. Also understand, they said what about 20, 25% of Black folks are leaning towards Trump. Yes, indeed. And these folks are totally fed up with Democratic Party, period. And I'll go one step further. As a member of Ados, we should not be loyal to no party. We should not have no loyalty to no party whatsoever. Be on the local level, state, federal, it's all about policy. What's your policy as it pertains to us? Period. Period. We should totally throw off the cape of the party. What's your policy, baby? It's what we need. Are you going to get in there? We vote for you as a block and fight for what we need. And if you don't, I ain't voting for you. Now, I didn't vote last time, you know, for the ticket who ran for president. But I did go and vote. I voted down ballot. But I went in there. I wrote at the top of the ticket, ADOS. Let them know I'm here. ADOS, ADOS. Stand for American Center of Slavery. I'm here. But what you are proposing is not going to benefit my group at all. Not at all. So I voted down ballot and going to be voting down ballot again this term, come November. Because if Trump get in, and I think he will, he's going to decimate Palestine. He's no better than Biden. He's no better than Biden in that regard. I think Trump will close the border. I think in that regard, he's better than Biden. But again, it's too late for my community. Well, they're here now. All these folks are already here in the hood and in the inner cities with you. And trust me, neighbor, they're not leaving. They're not going anywhere. You're not going to have no massive deportation as you did with, you know, Eisenhower. We sent like a million or two Mexicans back to Mexico. That ain't happening. So these folks will be absorbed. And I would not be at all surprised if 10 or 20 years from now, they're all citizens. I would not be surprised at all. I would not be surprised at all. In 10 or 20 years, these folks are all citizens. I do see that in the work. They're not going back home. And as for the 14th Amendment, which was came into existence to make sure that our elders was deemed citizen, that need to be changed, but I don't see them changing that. You know, that whole birthright citizen piece. I don't see that being changed either. So the only recourse to my group, to my baby boomers, get out the way, for those come behind us, Gen X and Gen Zs and millennials, you better be skilled out there, baby. You better be skilled. Otherwise, America ain't going to be kind to you. Ain't going to be kind to you. And that is what I call the writing's on the wall for that. So here we are in 2024, going down the stretch, you know, leading to November. It's going to be interesting, you know. But I don't see neither candidate doing anything that's going to make our community better. Really don't. So no matter who you vote for, at the end of the day, it's going to be all what I call lip service. Biden talking about, you know, well, I gave you Build Back Better. Well, the question would be, okay, of the Build Back Better, right, how many black contractors were awarded contracts? What's the dollar figure? What's the dollar figure? Nobody asked those questions. You know, there's the Congressional Black Caucus. Oh, we did Build Back Better. Oh, we lowered, you know, prescription drugs, you know, for diabetes. Okay. Well, that don't allow you to live where you want to live, or send your kid to school of your choice, or be comfortable in America. You know what I mean? It doesn't. So the policies that he's out there touting, I'm out in the trenches. I don't see you doing nothing for our people. Nothing whatsoever. One thing I kind of realized as I have matured, thank God, when you hear the word all, it's going to do for all people, ain't nothing happened to you, baby. You got to be specific. Specificity. Who's the target for? Who is it targeted towards? If you can't target your policy towards a group based on data and research, it's just, you know, shotgun approach. It never gets down to those who are down there in the sub-basement. So this here one size fit all, just rhetoric. It does nothing for you. And the way I look at these, way I look at both the Democrat and Republican, Republican give you rhetoric that does not lead to wealth. Democrats give you policy that does not lead to wealth. Either way, it does not lead to wealth. Neither one of them. So again, that's why I say if you ain't fighting for policies specifically for your group, to me, we're foolish. And it takes group power to do that. You got to be in accord. One thing King did say in his last novel before he's murdered, you need to vote as a block. And right now, until you come together and form some kind of cohesion, it's like you're too splintered. So until hopefully the next generation coming behind us can coalesce and come to have a single cause on our behalf, it's like you're on your own. Politics is about numbers. Numbers. And so if you can't vote as a block, you know, you got no power. So that's why I say, you know, at this stage of the game, you got to save yourself. And to do well in your country, it's going to require you have a nice set of skills. You're not going to do well. And if they pass today a very progressive, thorough policy on reparation, you know, it's not going to change anything because America is a fully developed country now. It's not like it was 100 years ago, 75 years ago, up and coming. America now is fully, fully developed. The white community owns all the wealth, controls all the resources. These are their institutions. These are their regs. These are their bylaws that we adhere to. And they got all the weapons. So when you look at reality, you know what I mean? It's what it is. So given that reality and given the relationship exists between ADOs and the white community, how do I thrive and prosper in my country? You better be skilled out here, baby. You better be highly skilled to do well. Otherwise, you're going to struggle. It is what it is. And so when folks talking about, I'm going back to Africa, proceed without me. I ain't going nowhere. I've been there. Had a great time, but I'm not going anywhere. Why would I want to go to Africa when the educated and the skilled Africans are running to America or to Britain or to France or Germany? Why would I want to swap places? You're trying to take my place here. That makes zero sense to me. Zero sense. But I hear some folks, you know, on some of these platforms, Facebook, TikTok, yeah, man, I'm going back to the motherland. Huh. You run on there. Run on, player. Proceed without me because I'm not going. Not me. Not the kid. But I do not begrudge those who want to go. But my lineage here, my opportunity is here. And this is a great country. She is a great country. But you got to be skilled. If you ain't skilled, you're not going to do well. And like my man Gil Scott-Heron said, being born in America didn't seem to matter for us. It didn't seem to matter being born American. We had to fight everything that we've gotten then and now. So think about this here in terms of years. Lincoln signed the Emancipation in 1863. It's been 161 years we've been fighting to be citizens. We've been fighting the spirit of whiteness. We've been fighting that spirit. We've been fighting for civil rights, human rights, voting rights, this right. Put that cross down, neighbor. Put that cross down. Only thing I want for my white community, share the wealth, baby. Let's share the wealth through contracts, city, state, federal, private, the trades, essential skills, high income skills. That's all I want. Where I can be comfortable, enjoy this great country, leave some for the next generation. But I wouldn't put no more of my time, young people, into civil rights, voting rights, human rights, racism, all those things. We've been at it for 161 years. I say it's time to put that cross down and let the white community, let them fight it. It's their job to eradicate it because why? They want to create it. They want to maintain it. Let them fight that along with these people of color. But I'd put my time, if I'm a Gen X, Gen Z, or like Millennial, I'm putting my time into acquiring skills, essential high-income skills where I can be comfortable, enjoy this great country, this great earth. When you have sufficient wealth now, you have sufficient wealth, it's a great place to be. It really is. It truly is. When you don't, you're going to struggle. And there's no getting around that. There's no getting around that, baby. It is what it is. Well, as my show winds down, again, it's going to be interesting how things pan out these coming months. You know, but you know, it's going to be interesting. But again, always vote policies, people. Young people, vote policies. What's in it for me? You know, always, hey, how's it going to benefit us? How's it going to benefit us? Should be the key question. If you're not going to benefit us, right? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. That's my sentiment. And if your quality of life depends on who's in office, you need to reassess your skill set. Reassess where you are in life. You need to go back and upgrade your skills. If who's in office determine how you're going to live, then you are really missed the boat, I believe. Because that should not be determining your quality of life, who's in office. Because whether they stay or go, your skills should determine how you're going to live, you and your family. Well, next week I have another subject to share with you, you know, because I'm in the church every day. I'm in folks' homes. I get to see firsthand how people are faring. The last 2 decades been out here providing mental health services to folks' homes, you know, seeing folks, how folks fare, how folks are faring, how they and the kids are getting along. You know, that's what I can say, man. You know, at the end of the day, it's come back to your skill set. It all comes back to your skills. And right now, with all this influx of all these illegals around here, they ain't going nowhere. I might be lying, but I damn sure doubt that. They're here to stay. So make room for them, people. Where they've been dropped off in the urban areas. They're not coming out there to Canton, Stoughton, Norwood, Weston. No, they ain't coming out there. Them folks ain't having that. They not having that mess. You can rest assured of that. Ain't having it. So if you wanted to live, if you want to determine your quality of life, you got to be able to pay for it. And no program that you own is going to allow you to do that. You know, if you got to worry about a Section 8 voucher, you know, you got to, acquire the skills about you can live where you want to live at. Move how you want to move. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't look good for you. You're going to have to deal with things that you don't like, but you don't have the means to move to a different area or a different town because you're stuck. Just my thoughts for being out here in the trenches. You may or may not agree, but here's what it is, baby. In 2024, here's what it is. So stay alert, stay in tune to what's going on, but always vote your interest. Vote your interest. Is this in my interest? Is it not group interest? If not, you know, why am I knocking myself out? Why am I knocking myself in the head if it's not in my interest? You know, just my thought, my belief. So again, as I leave you, you've been listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. WBCA 102.9 FM. Name of the show, From the Trenches, baby. From the Trenches, Observation from the Trenches. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. I come to you every Wednesday. Share my thoughts. And you might agree, you might not. But I'm going to say what I'm saying. So until next Wednesday, stay safe and God bless you.
The preceding commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio@bnnmedia.org.